ESPN's NFL reporter from NFL Nation for the 49ers, Nick Wagoner, who joins us right now. And the rich get richer in some ways, right off the DeForest Buckner trade. Here they are, Nick. They've got two first-round picks. So is it a foregone conclusion that with that first pick, the 49ers will take one of the top two or three wide receivers available in this draft?
No, I don't think it is. In fact, I think that if you look at it really closely, depending on the way that things play out in front of them, I think there's a real chance that they pull the old switcheroo and find a defensive tackle who would replace DeForest Buckner. If Kinlaw or Brown, the two top defensive tackles in most people's minds, if one of those guys is there, I think that's a very real possibility. I don't think you can completely rule out a cornerback. And I don't think you can completely rule out an offensive tackle. If one of those top guys, particularly Wirfs or Wills, falls to that spot, I think that's a possibility. So I think the Niners are in a position here where at 31, they've got to find a way to trade back. And at 13, they've got to get the best available player at one of those four positions that I just mentioned who can contribute right away, because I think instant impact is going to be a big thing for them. As of right now, they're not as good as they were last year after losing DeForest Buckner and Emmanuel Sanders. So they really need instant impact at 13.
I have a guilty confession to make. At one point, I asked Chris off the air, does Solomon Thomas still play for San Francisco? Because, I mean, isn't he a logical guy, Nick, just to step up and take, you know, fill some of that void left by DeForest Buckner?
Yeah, and that's the real interesting thing, JD, is that, you know, when he came out, I think one of the big questions about him was where does he fit on this team, because DeForest Buckner is the three technique defensive tackle and he wasn't going anywhere. And that was the position that a lot of evaluators felt would be best for Solomon Thomas. And he clearly hasn't got the opportunity to play there very much. You know, they kick him inside every once in a while on third downs and things like that. But to this point, I just don't think that they can fully put their faith in him to handle it. Even if that's the position where he's best suited, I'm not sure they're big enough believers in him that they would pass on the chance to get a potential big time replacement. And the other thing is Solomon Thomas, you know, he's entering the last year of his rookie contract. It's very unlikely they're going to pick up a fifth year option on him. So, you know, if they miss on that opportunity to get one of those guys, then potentially, you know, then you kick the can down the road and all of a sudden you have an even bigger need next year. And I'm not saying they're definitely going to draft one of those guys. I just think that's really more in play, even though wide receiver is obviously a need. And I think that's certainly a way they can go. I just wouldn't rule it out if one of those top two guys is there at 13.
ESPN's 49ers reporter Nick Wagoner joining us here on game day. Nick, if John Lynch was faced with one of those three receivers, and I'll just go back to it for a second because you were talking about the need for the instant impact. Sure. If he had a choice of one of those three, whether it's C.D. Lamb, whether it's Henry Ruggs, or Jerry Jeudy, which one would he take at 13?
It's such a tough question, and because the thing that you really have to try to do here is get inside the mind of Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan is very specific about what he wants at every position, but particularly a wide receiver, because that's what he played. And, you know, if he goes back even a couple years ago when they drafted Dante Pettis in the second round, that was the guy they targeted, and it was for a very specific reason. I think if you look at it from the standpoint of all three of those guys bring something different to the table, what is the dimension that one of those guys can bring to Kyle Shanahan's offense that would allow it to evolve? In other words, what's the thing that they don't have right now? You have George Kittle, who works the seams, obviously is very good run after the catch. You have Debo Samuel, who's kind of an all do-it-all type of guy who runs a lot of those 12 to 15-yard dig routes, and obviously you can handle the ball, those things. The thing that's missing is the deep ball. And the Niners, actually, Jimmy Garoppolo had the highest completion percentage in the league on passes thrown 20-plus yards down the field last year. But on the other side of that coin, the Niners were last in the league in that category in terms of attempts. They threw the fewest 20-plus yard passes, and it was by like 11. I mean, they very rarely threw the ball down the field. So I think all those signs would point you in the direction of Henry Ruggs. Just the speed that he has and the ability he has to stretch the field while also being fearless enough to go over the middle and do some of the same types of things that Debo Samuel does and that Kyle Shanahan wants. So I think if you add all that up, I would lean towards Ruggs being the guy that would maybe intrigue them the most. I think Jerry Jeudy, his separation skills would be very appealing to Kyle Shanahan, but there's some questions about his willingness to go over the middle. And C.D. Lamb, I don't know if he separates quite as well enough to be a Kyle Shanahan type of guy. So I think they would like all three of those guys, but just kind of parsing it down and looking at the big picture, I think Ruggs is particularly intriguing for them.
I would never let you off the hook without a Garoppolo question. Can you put to rest any of the speculation that San Francisco might be unhappy with Garoppolo moving forward?
Yeah, I don't think they are unhappy with him at all. And if they were unhappy with him, I think they probably would have already gone down that road, and the Tom Brady thing would have been more of a real thing than it actually was. But I do think that there's still, a sense of that the jury is still out a little bit. I think that they want to see him take the next step, and the next step in his situation is cutting down all the turnovers and some of the bad decisions and things that plagued him a year ago. But they're in on him for this year. They certainly have left themselves some wiggle room. You know, they could have done some things in terms of his salary, moving some things around to create some cap space and changing base salary into signing bonus and things like that they didn't do, which allows them the flexibility to move away from him if they don't believe in him after this year. But I think all signs point in the direction of they believe in him for right now, at least, and as long as he takes another step forward next year, I think he's going to be around for a while.
Well, it doesn't hurt to have those two first-round picks. It takes a little bit of the sting out of the Super Bowl. But nonetheless, they are very stacked very well for the future here. Nick, we appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy this week.
You got it, guys. Take care.